Welcome, I'm James Thurdevant. Today we're going to take a look at Project Oxford and how we can leverage it to build more intelligent applications, making our sites more personal and engaging. This is the first video in a series where we'll walk through how to actually get started with Project Oxford. Today we're going to cover what Project Oxford is and some of the things that it can do for us. Think back to a time when you were first amazed by technology. For me, it was the time when I first saw the internet. I was in third grade, and we were all sitting around a terminal machine. This is actually an image of my dad who came in to help teach about computers and programming and all of that to the school. And what we did was we sat down around a terminal. There's probably four or five of us where we'd actually interact with the machine. We'd ask a question about the moon, and then it would give us more information about it. It would then, on top of that, prompt us and ask us a question. Who was the first man on the moon? And so it was the first time where I really felt more engaged and that the computer was being personal with me. I had asked it a question, and it knew to ask me a question to further that and to help me learn more. And so that's where Project Oxford enters for us in our applications in the modern day. Project Oxford is really about adding the smart to your applications. And it's going to do that through a simple REST API. And there's a bunch of wrappers and SDKs that you can use to do this. But what it does is it allows us to begin to build those more personal applications. So there's tons of scenarios out there where you might want to do this kind of thing. So if you have the sports team and you have people uploading images, how do you know that they're safe and clean and they're not adult content? How do you separate images from wildlife and humans? Friend detection. You see someone uploads all the images. How do you detect if those folks are friends or just who that person is in general? You can do translation services. Anytime you're doing crowdsourced data, you're going to want to do some cleaning of that data to make sure that you're not getting information that you're not interested in. And of course, there's that old age-old question where, hey, do I look good with a mustache? This is actually a live example of how Project Oxford is being used. It's kind of a silly example, but it shows you how powerful these APIs can be. So Project Oxford is the culmination of many, many, many years of machine learning experience that Microsoft has, and now they're starting to begin to expose it through APIs. It's broken up into three main areas of understanding. The first one is vision. So how do you begin to understand what is coming in through the images and coming in through video? Next up is speech. How do you begin to understand the language, the spoken words that are being, that your app may take in or spit out? And finally, once you have those, that text and language coming in, how do you actually begin to understand the context at which the language is coming around? And so this is where we'll actually start to do some real deep language understanding. So all of these APIs are available for public use right now. And the one we're going to talk about a little bit deeper here is the Emotion API. And that's the one we're going to use in our example project in the coming videos. And we're just going to show a couple examples of some of the various APIs that you do have. We're not going to cover them all. First one is just simply analyzing an image. So how do you determine whether or not the image is a photo or maybe clip art? Finally, what is in that image? And here you can see that it's come back with a set of categories that say that someone's swimming here and that it's not adult content. On top of that, it's also telling you that there's a face in it and where that face is actually located. And you can see that on the green square on the left. And finally, it's going to tell you the image colors. And this is probably one of my favorite ones because it tells you the accent color. And so now you can actually set the color of the background for this image, which allows you to really create a personal experience for the user. When they upload the image, your website background changes or your app background changes. That really kind of works on that UX that you're working on in your application. Another great one is OCR. So you have an image and you want to pull off some text. How does it do that? How are you going to do that? Now with an API through Project Oxford, it's really simple to do. It's going to pull the text off and it's going to give it back to you, not just the text, but in where that text is on the image and all a bunch of extra information around whether or not the image was orientated up or down. And so you get a lot of really great information. Now, you see that this is JSON. All of these APIs return JSON. And the one that we're going to talk about for the project that we're going to explore in these videos is the emotion APIs. This one's really cool because it actually tells you the emotion score of any of the images inside the image. You know, you might think, like, how do I actually use this in real life situation? Well, we have this application called the Mimicker Alarm that was built by some of the employees at Microsoft. It actually is an alarm that you have to interact with. And so it actually wakes you up because you have to be fully aware to be able to do these things that they're doing. They actually ask you to mimic a face of surprise or sadness. And so it's a really cool way to create a more personal alarm clock. Now, I know what you're thinking. That must be complicated. But it really isn't. As you'll see, there's a lot of APIs and wrappers around these things. They're just REST calls, and so it's very easy to make an HTTP call using your favorite wrapper. It's usually just a couple lines of code to be able to get this information back to you. So if you're interested in doing it, the first thing you'd want to do is go out to Project Oxford and get a key. And we'll walk through this in our next video. So where do I find more information? So there's the official documentation out at projectoxford.ai. And then there's also quite a few client SDKs. So the top link here is the Project Oxford client SDKs. There's C# SDKs. There's a couple other SDKs that are in there. And then there's a couple community supported ones for Node.js and Python. And those, if you want to be programming in Python or Node.js, they're great to be using. Finally, I've got a couple example projects up on my GitHub that will allow you to download it, play with it, figure out how you actually get started. And that's what we'll be exploring in the next couple of videos. I'll show you actually how to pull that down, get it up and going, the key components of that application, and then finally how to deploy it. Thanks a bunch. And make sure you check out the next video in the series where I show you how to get started with this project. We'll download it. And then finally, check out the last video where we actually go ahead and actually deploy it up to the cloud.